Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, recently said that Israel would have to attack Iran by last week. Of course, that attack didn't happen. And so many become disillusioned, or those who don't want to see such an attack become very happy thinking that it would never happen. Because too many prognostications have been made as to when it would be happening, and so none of those prognostications, insofar as the time is concerned, have come true. But this is a very dangerous outlook, a very dangerous reaction, because more likely than not, Israel will attack Iran. They will not allow Iran to have a nuclear bomb. Haaretz, a Jewish paper which is most certainly not sympathetic to Benjamin Netanyahu, had this to say on August 10. Based on dozens of interviews the Atlantic correspondent conducted in recent months with Israeli, American, and Arab officials, Goldberg came to the conclusion that the likelihood of an Israeli strike has crossed the 50% mark. And notice this. Israel might not even ask for the famous green light from the U.S., or even give a couple of false pre-attack alerts so that Washington will not try to stop the unilateral operation. Others conclude the same, as I will show you in a moment. But this article by Haaretz goes on to say, the results might be dire. It's likely that the Israeli Air Force will not have much time to waste in Iran, as Hezbollah will probably retaliate against Israel in the north, and the fighter jets will be needed there. The unilateral operation might throw relations between Jerusalem and Washington into an unprecedented crisis, and might even unleash full-scale regional war with possible economic repercussions for the whole world, not to mention the cost of human lives. The Bible prophesies in the book of Hosea that the time will come when Israel will not win its war. It will receive a wound, it says, and it will try to obtain help from others and won't help, and won't get that help. Has that time arrived? Is it coming upon us very soon? Bild Online, a German mass tabloid, had this to say on August 22, quoting Professor Michael Wolfson from the Military University in Munich. I have not the slightest doubt that Israel will attack before Iran has the bomb. When we add two and two, we can see that Israel and perhaps also the United States are preparing for the event of emergency. But the question is the United States of America going to get involved in this? Welt Online, another German paper, wrote on August 22, the American government is trying to persuade Israel that there is no immediate present danger emanating from Iran, because a country would need one more year to build the bomb. This also goes on to say it's a mystery what is supposedly comforting regarding this. In other words, he is saying, what's so good about that? He goes on to say, it would mean that Iran can only be stopped militarily, and that such an attack would happen within a year at the latest. So far from doing away the evil day to come, we should be able to see that it's coming upon us. Recently, Danny Denon, a spokesman for the Israeli government, said this, according to WND, dated August 22, Israel may take action if the world doesn't stop the Iranian nuclear threat. And he said, maybe alone. Recalling, as it says, Israel's lone strike on Iraq's nuclear reactor in 1981. And so we have the situation where people are looking at world events, domestic events, and looking at them overly optimistically. When it comes to the Iraq war, I have heard over the years people saying, oh, the United States won that war. My friends, nothing can be further from the truth. In fact, the United States of America won its last war many years ago. The German paper was in universal agreement that the Iraq war was a catastrophe for the United States of America. Last week, the Süddeutsche Zeitung wrote this: "The invasion of Iraq was wrong, unjust, and damaging. The U.S. has also weakened itself. America showed itself to be helpless during the worst years of the Iraq Civil War, incapable of dealing with the complex insurgency. America's claim to leadership is broken, its credibility severely damaged." And my friends, that leadership will be replaced. And we have told you for years that it's going to be the United States of Europe which is going to replace that leadership in the world. The German paper Handelsblatt wrote this: "Washington has suffered terrible damage to its image in the Middle East." The United States of America may or may not get involved in a war again over there in the Middle East. They are already bogged down with an unwinnable war in Afghanistan. But what will make matters worse, America's financial situation at home is incredibly frightening. Now, several years ago, I gave a program saying that there is a possibility that we may be hit here in this country by a Great Depression. I said it at the time when the government wasn't even willing to admit that we were in a recession. And then there were some temporary good signs, so to speak, depending on who you listened to, and people said, oh, we are out of the recession now. It's all going to get better. Well, my friends, that's illusionary. Let me read to you, first of all, from an article which was published by CNBC on August 24. It says, "Positive gross domestic product readings and other mildly hopeful signs are masking an ugly truth. The U.S. economy is in a 1930-style depression." It goes on to say that David Rosenberg, calls current economic conditions a depression and not just some garden variety recession, and notes that any good news, both during the initial 1929 to 33 recession and the one that began in 2008, triggered euphoric response. "Such is human nature, and nobody can be blamed for trying to be optimistic. However, in the money management business, we have a fiduciary responsibility to be realistic," he said. And so even though people don't want to hear the bad news is coming. And then when we hear prognostications from somebody like Bolton saying Israel will attack Iran by last week and it doesn't happen, and people say, oh, it's never going to happen, we find the same unfortunate development in the spiritual realm. I have heard, I don't know how many prognostications now recently about when Jesus Christ is supposed to come back. And I've heard the year proclaimed as 2012, 2014, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2026, and now even apparently every fourth American believes that Christ will have come back by 2050. Jesus Christ told us, my friends, nobody knows the day and the hour and the times and the seasons. Not even he himself knows. Not the angels know. Only the Father knows. It is within the Father's authority to decide when that day has arrived. Now, here are people who are trying to know more than Jesus Christ. And they make all these speculations. And none of these will come true. Well, by default, one of those days, one person will, by happenstance, give the right date, because we know that Jesus Christ is going to come back. And the signs of the time indicate it's not going to be that far off. But the problem is people focus on a year, and that year comes and goes, and then they become disillusioned. And then they may say, oh, Christ is not going to come back for a long time, or it's not going to come back at all. That's the danger. Jesus Christ said when he returns, everybody will be surprised when he returns. He is warning us to watch world events. We know the overall picture of what is going to happen, the downfall of the United States, the uprise of Europe, another war in the Middle East. And other indications like that show that the time of his return is close, that the time of the Great Tribulation preceding his return is close. But we shouldn't waste our time trying to speculate and finding out when the year of his return is. We should become worthy to escape all these things. We should be watchful, not only in regards to world events, but also in regards to our own spiritual condition. People who try to figure out the year of his return are wasting their time. Whereas Paul says, redeem the time, because the days are evil. I am cautioning you, my friends, not to listening to those self-proclaimed prophets who cannot help you at all. But listen to what the Bible has to say. Listen to God and change your ways and live a way of life which is pleasing to Him. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.